Good morning. Thank you for calling OMATS Health. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you this morning?
I ordered a duo cryo roll-on thing on June 10th, and I was told, I got an email generated that it would be at my house no later than, I believe, the 16th or maybe the 15th, whatever last Wednesday was, at 9 o'clock. And I downloaded Shop to track it. I've called you guys now 3 times, and can you look me up, because it's been sitting in the same place for 6 days.
Okay, what's your zip code, please?
27278.
And your first and last name?
Simone Pope.
Okay, and what's your address, please?
617 Green Tree Drive, Hillsborough, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you. All right, and it's the Duo Cryo Freeze, so let's check the shipment for you. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now, someone told you what date? Did they tell you that you will be receiving that product?
It wasn't that someone told me. I got an email. And it says, the email and on Shop, it said that whatever last Wednesday was. Let's see. I'm looking it up right now. It said, guaranteed by 9 o'clock.
That was last Wednesday. That would have been on the 17th.
That's what it was. And that's what the email generated to me from you guys said. That's what Shop said. You know what I'm talking about with Shop, right?
The Shopify, right? Send,
yeah, the one that you guys send tell us to download to track the order. Okay, so let me just tell you, the last two people that I talked to, they basically said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't really do anything about it. I'm thinking, this is the company that you work for. You guys pick whoever does your deliveries. Let me just tell you something. It went to a city. I mean, I have it all in my shop thing. It went to a city called Butner, which is probably 20 minutes away from my house. And then it went to Greensboro, which is like an hour and a half away, in the other direction. It literally had to go through my city to get to Greensboro. And it's been sitting in Greensboro for 6 days.
Have you tried to contact your local postal service to see if they have that product? Because a lot of those postal services are behind.
No, I'm not going to call a post office. See, I think you guys should do that.
Well, unfortunately, all we do, ma'am, is deliver that product to U.S. All we do is just deliver the product to UPS. Once we deliver that product to UPS, it's out of our hand. UPS is the one that delivers the products to USPS Postal Service. Now, the reason why I was asking, have you tried to contact them to see if they have that product, is because a lot of those postal services are behind due to the COVID-19. A lot of those are behind. Now, I have no problem with reshipping the product back out to you, but I was just asking, have you tried to contact them to see if they have that product? Because a lot of those postal services are behind due to the COVID-19.
No, because I'm not going to call the local one because it's not at my local one. It's in Greensboro. And I don't know how to get a hold of all that. And I don't want to, can you guys just, overnight it to me or something?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. We don't. Unfortunately, we don't do that. All I can do is just have them to reship it back out to you.
I know, but I was supposed to get it, you know, 5-6 days ago. So what do you guys do for people that, you know, I mean, this is obviously out of my hands, and you can see if you look on your side that it was not delivered. It's not like I'm trying to get anything free. So what can you guys do for me? You can't overnight it to me?
No, ma'am. We don't do overnights. All I can do is have them just reship the product back out to you.
So I can just wait another 10 days and maybe see if it comes to me?
That's the only thing that I would be able to do, just have them to reship the product out to you. Now, it does show that that product was not shipped out until June 11th. Our estimate delivery time is 7 to 10 business days.
See, that's ridiculous. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was delivered out. It was shipped out on the 11th. So Friday would have been a business day. Monday would have been a business day. That's the second day. Tuesday is the third day. Wednesday is the fourth day. Wednesday is the fifth day. Friday is the sixth day. Today is the seventh day. And then you got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You should have that product by the 25th. The estimate time is 7 to 10 business days. It haven't even been 7 to 10 business days yet.
Well, it doesn't say that on your – it doesn't say that. All I was going by is what the emails that were generated to me from you guys saying it was shipped on the 10th and I'd have it by the 17th. And I have those emails that you guys sent to me. It said it will be shipped, you know, on the 10th. And then it says, it you know, that I should have it no later than 9 o'clock on the 17th. So if you ship it out to me again – and then both of them come to me, then what do I do? Send it back?
You can refuse the other one. First, before I make that decision, let me just ask my supervisor, can I reship it or do I have to wait the 7 to 10 business days? Because like I said, it haven't been past 7 to 10 business days. Let me just ask my supervisor and see what she says, okay?
Okay, because here's the thing. I'm not always home, so it's not a matter of me. And I'm not going through any more trouble than I already have for this. This is like the third call I've made to you guys. It doesn't say anywhere on there. And when you guys send an email that says I should have it by the 17th, then that's what I'm going by. I'm not going by, oh, well, you know, now it'll be, you know, 7 to 10 business days. I mean, we could walk it there faster. You know, I'm not that far away from you guys. So, why don't you see what she says, and then I'll just wait.
Okay, give me just a moment. Thank you.
Go on, Romy. Go. Thank you.
Okay, so my supervisor said I can go ahead and do that reship. Now, if you happen to go ahead and get the other product before the next shipment goes out, if you get that other product, when you receive the other one, just refuse it, and that's the way they can go ahead and just reship it back out to you.
Okay, say that again.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to reship the product out back out to you. Now, if you still happen to receive the other product, all I want you to do is the second one that you receive, that's refuse it. That's the way it can come back to us.
Okay, well, I'm not always here. I work.
Okay,
so
if you're not.
It's not a matter of me refusing it. I mean, they usually leave it or put it in my mailbox.
Okay, so if you're not there to refuse it, then all I can tell you to do is just keep the product, just throw one of the products away, because we're not taking anything back. Once it's to that customer's house, we're not taking any of those products back due to the COVID-19. So if you do receive the other product, all we can recommend you to do is just destroy one of the products. Don't use it. That's usually what we do instead of having them to actually just reship it back.
Okay, but you're not going to charge me for it, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure. So you think that okay, just do that. Just do that. Maybe the other one got lost. I don't really know, but I mean, I buy stuff online all the time.
Right.
So this isn't like, you know, new and you know, that sort of thing. But can you put it out in the mail today?
Yes, ma'am.
Mail today. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and there's no way to expedite any shipping.
No, ma'am. The only way we're going to be able to do the expedite, they're going to charge you for the expedite. And I'm not sure if you want to do that or not.
Well, I know. Why would they charge me when you guys didn't ship, when I didn't get it? It's not my fault. It's not like I just want it faster. I mean, I ordered this like 12 days ago. So it's not, that's what customer service is all about. I mean, you guys shouldn't charge me to expedite something that I never got. You shouldn't do that.
Well, I apologize, ma'am, but like I was stating to you earlier, a lot of those postal service are behind due to the COVID-19. Unfortunately, once we ship that product to the UPS and they ship it to the USPS Postal Service, it is considered out of our hands. We do apologize, but we have no control over the products being behind due to the COVID-19. We don't have any control over that, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're more than welcome. Is it anything else that I can do for you?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for calling OMAX Health, and that's a small company. We do sincerely appreciate your business, and as always, looking forward to assisting you on your journey of becoming a healthier you. You have a wonderful morning. And I did go ahead and make sure they go ahead and reship that out to you. And also, I have them to send you over confirmation letting you know that it's being reshipped as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, ma'am. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling OMAX Health.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.